We're talking about essays. We were talking about what happens when the children in the essay become disrespectful, or the essay isn't as thoughtful as you would hope. One of the great advantages to giving essays is you get to see conscience on paper. You get to see how the kids think. You get to see how they look at life. You get to see how they look at you. You get to see the differences between boys and girls. You do, you know. I'll get an essay from my son. And sometimes the essays are in the form of letters, and that's okay. Makes it personal. Dear Mom and Dad, I am really sorry that I told Sarah to get out of my room because that is not nice, and you should not do it because that is not nice. And Sarah is my sister, and she is nice, and I am not nice when she is nice, and that is not nice. And I know that if you are not nice, then you do not like it, and Grandma does not like it, and Sarah does not like it, and Hannah does not like it, and Aunt Mary does not like it, and God does not like it, and Jesus does not like it. And he's 19. He's 19. I will get the same topic from my daughter. Dearest mother and father, while I recognize that some people might consider my behavior inappropriate, I fail to understand how you could make that judgment given that you were unaware of all of the circumstances, and to my knowledge, there is not a security camera in my room. So whatever you are thinking, you are clearly speculating about what happened. I also fail to understand why Sarah is the one who is believed over me. It seems to me that just because she is younger, she gets more privileges and perks. I don't think so. She's ripping us up in the essay. And she's six. You might have to correct your son's essay for grammar and run-on sentences. And those of you who are English teachers or retired English teachers, and you know who I'm speaking to here, might take a certain amount of perverse joy in correcting my son's essay. Or to have him correct it and resubmit it. And do not, parents, this is a parenting technique I have taken straight from women's magazines and straight from educational philosophy. Do not, underline, do not, in red, do not use a red pen on your child's essay. That's right. In educational circles, red is a bloody color. And it makes it look like you are not affirming the child. Red connotes disapproval. Red connotes some type of verbal slashing. Make sure that the color is a neutral color. Something in a mauve. More of a softer, serene, soporific taupe. Do you have a puce? A magenta. Something that conveys acceptance. Something that conveys unconditional positive regard for the topic and the structure and the message of the essay. It is most important that you avoid antagonistic, provocative colors. You could use blue, although if you're a woman, you would use teal. Blue is a little too basic. You need a subtle, nuanced, chromatic variety. Just a few topic tips on how to make essays more fun and pleasing in your life.